I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche. The download, 720 WGN. In this corner, Dave Lundy. In the other corner, Chris Roebling. It's going to get, it's on.
Yeah.
Who do we believe? Do we believe the White House or do we believe the Washington Post? Why don't we start with Dave Lundy?
Well, you know, this White House has been so circumspect with the truth. And
they
have not lied to us
yet. There are people just getting in their car. They don't know what we're talking about.
I think they do know what we're talking about.
Well, let's just be sure.
All right. So set it up. Set it up, Chris Roebling.
Go for it, Chris.
Set it up.
Well,
set
at about
I want to hear your interpretation.
About 4:30 this afternoon, the Washington Post moved a story that said intelligence community sources had confirmed to the current and former government officials of a high rank had confirmed this afternoon to the Washington Post that in his meeting with Sergei Lavrov and the Russian ambassador the very day after he fired James Comey, President Trump revealed sensitive intelligence, classified intelligence information. Classified intelligence information.
Actually,
from a
super high clearance classified, code word clearance.
Code classified. Word clearance classified information from a close partner in the fight against ISIS about an ISIS activity, either planned or anticipated, something like this. And the officials on whom the Post said it was relying then said that doing so without consulting with the originating source of the intelligence, the overseas intelligence service,
would be a violation.
Would break a unwritten partnership agreement with that organization and could complicate our intelligence gathering with respect to ISIS in the future.
Now, why are people up in arms about this, Dave Lundy?
Well, first of all, the White House is denying it, but it has been reported and re-reported and re-reported, not just by the Post, but by the New York Times, by CNN, by BuzzFeed, by probably a half a dozen other media organizations at this point. And I'll just read. So this just happens from BuzzFeed, but you can read the same thing in the New York Times or any place else. Two U.S. officials who were briefed on Trump's disclosures last week confirmed to BuzzFeed the veracity of the Washington Post report, with one noting that it's far worse than has already been reported. And it's about the extent of classified information. So the question is, I heard McMaster, the National Security Advisor, deny this and claim it was false. But he said the story as reported is false. It's a classic Washington dodge for saying, well, what you reported is wrong because you have three words wrong.
But
it's not saying
happen,
the substance
right?
is actually wrong. And what is concerning is that, first of all, let's not forget about this meeting. This was the meeting after the day after he fired Comey, in which you had Lavrov and Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, who's the KGB spy the FSB spy master in Washington, in the Oval Office with no U.S. media presence. The only people present was a TASS photographer.
Meeting. Come on.
Who
not
tweeted
for the
out,
meeting?
Fine. The photographer was not present for the meeting. He was in the Oval Office. There was no other.
But this
there was
the,
no media.
This
there.
Was the
no
question
US
about
there.
Optics and having a meeting the day
it was
after
absurd.
James Comey.
Well, some, he had them in, and he. I think it was dumb too. He had them in, and he had instead of bringing in a pool reporter for the U.S. and a pool photog for the U.S., he just had the Soviet state media.
So okay, so 219 makes a great point, and this is the point that 219. Is going to be 219 says.
Well, do I get
who
to
are
answer?
The post sources? This is yeah, I'm exactly. helping you. I'm setting
you.
You up.
Okay, good.
Who are the post sources? Because nobody from the Post was in that room, and it begs the question
right.
as the people that were in the room said this did not happen, but the Washington Post says it did.
Thank you, 219, and I just want to say, the point is we don't know. The Washington Post says it was a current and former high government official. So sounds like two, sounds like one current, one former. Probably the one current would be the one who, according to David's recitation from BuzzFeed, was briefed on something afterwards. And then the former could be any one of a zillion people. We have three people on the record, officials of the government. Dina Powell, who is the Deputy National Security Advisor, General H.R. McMasters, who is the National Security Advisor, and Rex Tillerson, all of whom were in the meeting And Dina Powell says, quote, the story is false. David is splitting hairs.
I'm not splitting hairs.
David is
none
splitting
of them would stand and take questions from the media
I'm sorry.
So that you can inquire about this.
You don't
this.
Go into media questions with a false report about classified material. I want to say this. This is evidence, in my opinion. And I don't like Trump, and I'm upset with Trump, and I think I'm doing a big Ann Coulter on Trump. What the heck are we really getting with Trump? Okay. But he is our president, and this is an unnamed, these are unnamed sources versus officials of the government.
Back to my first question. Where do you go? Do you go, is it the Washington Post or the White House that we believe?
So the problem is, and this is where the fact that the White House has been lying again and again, literally from day one with Sean Spicer's briefing about crowd size, and ever since then, this is what happens. You destroy their credibility. So most people now are, in fact, Bob Corker, the senator chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, said the White House is spiraling down. They've got to get control of this. He believed it right away because it didn't surprise him in the slightest that this White House is so sloppy and the president is so sloppy that he would do precisely
that. That's a great point.
I read it and I thought, oh my God. And I posted it right away. I said, this is terrible if this is what happened. Now, with the fact that they have responded so quickly and so definitively, I don't think it happened in the way that it is being reported by media, which is devoted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to getting rid of Trump. Okay, just like David.
No.
I mean, David and these guys are not, they're not honest brokers and they're not actually looking at stuff. Sometimes I like Trump. Sometimes I think Trump's an idiot. I think you can rely on me.
Yeah, but
listeners,
you can rely on me. Yeah, you can rely on Roebling. The Washington Post, though, I mean,
WaPo is owned by Jeff Bezos and it despises Trump.
So you believe that this
is. And what
is
about
a,
the Times? And what about
CNN?
Well,
the Times obviously despises
Trump.
The entire mainstream media is a representation of the establishment.
The substance
Trump
of
was
the
sent
story
there.
Has been.
You don't know the substance of the story.
It has been re-reported and confirmed.
You do not
by
know.
Right. Organization.
You don't know one person who
you can't handle
up for
the
that.
Truth.
You don't know one person right. who has stood up for that story.
Ding! And the bell goes off. Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy getting at it tonight.
Well, I mean, Lundy's
argue.
Just talking up his
right,
sleeve and threw
on.
His hat at the same time. It's an anatomical impossibility.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. More Touche. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling here on The Download.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche.
Touche. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy. Let me get 219 in. So sick of people trashing credible news outlets who employ professionals and ethical standards. More than I can say for the administration.
See, that 219 I like.
The fact of the matter is that the story is consistent with the history of the man before and after the presidency. So what reasonable person will not believe this? Uh-huh. And 630 says, let's take a minute to just ponder this. What kind of story would this be to have been totally made up with all these crazy details? 100% believe the Post story. And if it turns out to not be true, then it's a whole other sad story about the credibility level of this administration. So, Dave Lundy, what is, if it's true and you believe it to be true, what does it, what's the next step? What does this mean?
So, I believe that it to be largely true. And what I mean by that is it is entirely possible
the story
that
could be wrong, right?
Reporters get, you know, can get small details wrong, but right. the general substance of
the interpretation could be 75% of the
right, exactly.
Right, what happened.
But I believe the general substance of it, which is that Donald Trump's got a big mouth, which big surprise, can't be trusted with classified information. And what is so striking about this is I seem to remember a presidential campaign last year where every Republican from Donald Trump and Paul Ryan and Bob Corker and every other Republican on the planet said, oh my God, how could you elect this person president if they can't be trusted with classified information? And the things that were released in her emails about her emails are so insignificant compared to this.
You don't know that
this kind of
you
thing.
You have no clue what
Chris,
you're talking
Chris,
about.
Question for you. Question
you
based
don't
off the 630.
You're talking about.
Before the yes. idea that the administration has this president has shown before and after the campaign
yes.
that he does play loose and fast and loose with classified information and truth. I mean, is there anything to be said that this is sort of in the, I guess, the type that is President Trump?
Well, I agree with David that he's a loudmouth and that he's been shown to be a loudmouth for the last, say, 30 years of his career and the 4 months he's
could
been
he have
president.
Been a loudmouth
and that he's
in this
indiscreet. It's not about being a loudmouth.
And he's indiscreet. He says crazy stuff.
Could he be an indiscreet loudmouth in a meeting with a
does
Russian?
Does that mean that he would reveal highly classified, sensitive information? I don't really think so. I don't think it would necessarily say that.
You're, of course, wondering whether a guy who demanded a loyalty test from the FBI director upon meeting him 6 days after being sworn in might do something wildly inappropriate. Yeah, come on. This is Donald Trump. People will believe anything about this guy because he pushes the envelope every single day.
Let me ask, let me give in fairness, Chris, you believe this story to be untrue. What does it mean if it's proven to be untrue?
He doesn't even believe it to be untrue.
But if proven to be false, what does it mean?
I believe that we've got three very high officials of the government denying the story on the record in their own proper person. Okay. And you put that up against the Washington Post or BuzzFeed or whatever it is, whatever site David is reading.
That was a non-denial denial, Chris.
No, I
do you believe the story has any merit or truth?
No.
No.
At this moment, I don't. At this moment, we've got a total denial by the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, the Deputy National Security. And what we know for sure is that the establishment and the Democrats, of which both represent the media and the media represents both Democrats and the establishment, they're all three out to get Trump no matter what.
And Chris still believes that Comey was fired because because Comey was mean to Hillary.
No, I don't.
Give me a break.
I don't. I think that Comey was fired because he flouted FBI procedures and because Trump was idiotically concerned about the Russian investigation. I believe the Russian investigation has to be accelerated because otherwise David is going to use this as his Benghazi. Whereas we had a Benghazi where terrible things actually happened and four true blue Americans died because Hillary couldn't decide what the Marines were going to wear when they finally got off of the ship and it didn't or off of the airplane and it didn't matter by that point. That was her Benghazi and people really died. David is now going to use this
bipartisan
phony,
agreement here.
Absolutely phony baloney Russian story. As his
phony
Benghazi.
Baloney, because there was no Russian interference in the U.S. election.
No,
none
because,
whatsoever.
No, because there's no collusion there. You know, you guys, Democrats, if you,
you know,
read
first,
the
first,
Soviet...
you say there were no contacts. You say there were
no
contacts between Trump people
I never said
and
that.
Russians. And
I never said
time,
that.
Every time
you're
a
making
new...
that up.
No,
I have never said there were no
you
contacts.
You also said that that there was no interference in the Republican
I
platform
never said
by
that.
The Trump campaign.
Well, that one I did say. I did say that. And
thank
I don't
you.
Think there was any Russian interference in the Trump campaign or in the Republican platform.
Except there's evidence again and again
no, there
and again.
Isn't.
What we do not have yet is
look,
proof of collusion.
Here is what you
so
need.
I agree with you. We need to accelerate the investigation.
Okay, good. So we agree on that. But here is
yes,
here is the key
agreement.
Part. This is a war unlike anything we've ever seen before. And it is a war by all dimensions of the establishment in Washington, including the Republican establishment in Washington, which does not like or appreciate Trump at all.
So a war between everybody versus Donald Trump.
I think it is between the establishment and what they consider to be anything that is animating Trump right. and his administration. And at times that includes Paul Ryan, and at times yeah. it includes Mitch McConnell.
I understand that, and I agree with you. And
thank
the problem
you.
Is that Donald Trump doesn't help his case.
Yes, yes,
he goes,
yes.
He goes in and he does this where he thinks he's just
we're
being
all in
a,
agreement on that.
Yeah, where he's
yes.
just being
Trump
a
makes life miserable
yeah.
for Trump and the rest of us.
Yes. So there is an argument to be said
yes.
that, yes.
He's an idiot on
the
this
The establishment
stuff.
Is the one leaking to the papers because yeah. they don't want to change things. But the problem is that it's info that should be leaked.
Well, and he lied last
no,
week.
No. Now, wait a minute. You're accepting the truth of the matter asserted. I'm saying
maybe not, maybe
you know
yes,
that
yeah.
there are unclean okay. hands back there, yeah. so we may or may not be.
It could be
but
false.
He,
you're right.
But he lied last week. The Comey thing is so important. The way he handled it and mishandled it by first lying and saying it was about Comey and Clinton, and then saying other things, and then eventually
When did Trump say it was about
I'm
Comey
sorry.
And Clinton?
It was only his vice president and 20 different Republican spokespeople
I mean,
saying
just,
exactly the
just
same
keep
thing.
Keep that in mind. That's part of the problem. Part of the problem with this guy,
unlike
people who come up through politics and understand, if I'm going to say something at the town hall meeting on Tuesday, it has to connect with what my press secretary said last Thursday to the local news reporter. That kind of discipline has never been entered upon
Chris,
the brain
they
of Trump.
They thought they could get away with it, and when they got the blowback they got, they realized they couldn't, and then Trump
no,
on
no,
the spot
you're off
in
your
the
own
Lester
point.
Holden.
You're losing your own point. Hey. Your point is this. You don't get it. Your point is
Trump makes
life miserable by backtracking on his own statements out of the White House.
My point is that Trump makes life miserable by lying his
head
off.
I just love your point is that should be the name of this.
You
segment.
Don't understand Touché's your own out. Point. Your point is, I have to argue his points for him too.
Can I make a editorial?
And you're doing what McMaster just did.
I want to
you falsely assert something and then say no, that's not right.
What do you think? You guys stick around? You want to stick around? And we'll do a little bit after the news.
Sure.
Can you stay for a little bit longer, Chris? I know you got. You're already out of things to talk
Chris's
about.
Chris's head's exploding.
Roebling, Lundy, Touché, an extra bonus segment coming up after the 8 o'clock news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. Because of the news, we got a bonus segment of Touché with Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling coming up.
Ding, ding, ding.
I couldn't call it. You know, I was looking for, I was too close to call, so we're going overtime.
I'm ringside right now, and the fight card suggests that this is a close fight.
Hey, Rob, that shirt you're wearing, weren't you wearing that shirt when I saw you Friday night?
Well, I've got two versions of the same shirt.
Come on, you got to get
two
for one.
You're like Bruce Rauner with his plaids.
Come on. It was a different shade. Don't worry, I threw the Friday nights. It's in the wash.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Come on, man. Sunday's a laundry day. I'm doing the same thing here.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché.
Overtime.
Segment three.
Ding! Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, as we, we had a whole, we had emailed today. I admit I was late on the emails, but
yeah, where were
we had
you?
Gone back and forth. I mean, we had some other things we want to talk about, and this story just comes in and quote unquote trumps it all, no pun intended. Of course, we're talking about the Washington Post story today that it's possible that President Trump gave classified information to a meeting with the Russians last week.
I think whatever else, this just shows once again. I've been saying for a couple of months that Reince Priebus is not up to the job. And I think that's in part because he's not up to the job. And it's also in part because Trump has not yielded sufficient authority to anybody in that White House to actually ride herd on what's going on. This is a very rattletrap White House, and it is not operating in the best interest of the American people. And when you have stuff like this going on, Whatever the heck happened in there, I doubt it's as portrayed by the Post, which is out to get Trump and have him impeached, which I don't get because then they'll have Pence and Pence knows what he's doing. So, but regardless, what you are talking about here is a White House staff that just day after day after day shows it does not know what it is doing. Although we must give them credit for the fact they're dealing with the world's most difficult president.
You're just saying that. Do you truly do you truly believe that the Washington Post is out to get Donald Trump?
Absolutely.
But you just said it's because he's creating an untenable kind of White House.
Trump himself is
right.
You know, a difficult guy. That doesn't mean that the Post or the Times or the Tribune or the San Francisco Chronicle should be out to destroy the president of the United States. They're out to destroy him because they are part of the establishment and because of the threat that he represents.
Dave Lundy.
Or they're out to do their job and actually investigate things. And the president keeps giving them lots and lots and lots of material to investigate. I mean, saying Trump is a difficult guy is like saying Michael Jordan was pretty good at basketball. I mean, this is a president unlike any other in the history of the Republic. He's a total disaster. He's a train wreck. And you're right. Reince Priebus is not up to the job. But nobody is going to be able to corral this guy. Because when he gets into the Oval with Lavrov and Kislyak, he's the president. It's up to him. If what the Post and Reuters and New York Times and everybody else has reported is true, if it was anybody other than the president, he violated federal law.
If he violated federal law, in
he
this
didn't
case,
violate
and
federal.
Let's say that this becomes true and everyone says it's the law of the land, what does it mean?
Because he's the president and he can declassify it.
Exactly.
Because as Richard Nixon,
Nixon, that is false.
I'm sorry, when Nixon said, when the president does it, it's not illegal.
Well, that happens to be accurate in this particular case. And when Nixon said it, he was referring to matters way beyond this case. Nixon was wrong then. David, of course, is wrong now. But I'm telling you the truth. And the truth is, look, I didn't endorse this guy. I kept telling people to find, you know, Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or some other Republican.
Or Ben Carson, who was your first love.
Ben Carson. What's wrong with Ben Carson? He's doing a great job at HUD. So I'm not for Trump, but he is our president. And if you get rid of him, the liberals who want to get rid of him, they're going to be stuck with Pence.
But for the record, I have neither said that I expect impeachment. I have neither pushed for impeachment. I think impeachment is a liberal fantasy.
Yeah.
And I think that the idea that
closer.
Paul Ryan is going to launch impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump is insane.
Right.
The moment the Republicans finally stand up and even call for an independent investigation, I'll believe maybe they're developing.
I mentioned this earlier in the show that to me, as just an American taxpayer voter, what gets me is the fact that if this is true, we've heard ad nauseum. 4 years, 5 years of Hillary Clinton has destroyed the public trust. She could have given classified info by being careless, and that's a crime. And never proven. But my point being that all the way down the line, it has been this is the cardinal sin of America. If you're an American, this is the top. This is what Republican congressmen have taught us. Here comes the president doing the exact same thing, and he's a president.
Look, if it is true, it's horrendous. If it's true, it's unacceptable. If it's true, we've all got to rise up and say, Trump, shut the hell up. I mean, come on. I'm not conceding.
By the way, I'm holding you to that.
You know, come on. I mean, if the guy is revealing kind of sensitive information, he's doing a profoundly bad job as our president.
847 says, if this is true, it's not a Republican or Democrat issue.
Right.
This is a USA issue. Troops on the ground are in peril. Our allies will not share intelligence with us. Our citizens are in peril. Not a political opportunity this time. It's the security of the United States.
That is almost word for word what I said in my Facebook page when I posted this thing at 4:30 in the afternoon. And I was saying, if he exposed sources and methods, individual sources can be compromised and that can lead to their death. And that's what you're dealing with when you're holding classified information. Well, so if people reveal classified information inappropriately, then they are putting individuals who helped us get that information at risk of their lives.
It is worth remembering that when Donald Trump, right before his inauguration, Israeli intelligence officials were very worried. They were talking to the Obama administration. They didn't know what to do because they didn't feel they could trust this president to keep classified information classified.
There was a lot of talk at that time when he started getting the briefings.
People had that concern from the start.
And so stories like this make us less safe. Stories like this put our troops in peril. Stories like this put our allies.
Only if they're accurate. Only if they're accurate, David. You are putting way too much credit on media that you know has come up with fake stories, has blown stories, has misreported
stories. But they have not come up with fake stories.
You are plighting your trust.
That is your side of the aisle that
has come up with
fake news.
And you are walking down the aisle to marry the Washington Post.
Name me a fake story. Name me a fake story.
There are fake stories are out there like dandelions on the south lawn of the White House.
It's like Trump who said the polls were fake until he liked them. And the election was faked until he liked them. And the election was rigged until it was rigged in his favor. I mean, come on.
You and I can look at the
fake news stories, and you're impugning journalism as a profession.
No, I'm not.
When you say things like that.
No, I'm not. I, the son of two reporters, two noted reporters, I might point out, am not imputing journalism as a profession. All right. I, who received my own, award in journalism and all this kind of stuff, recognition, I am not impugning journalism as a profession. I'm impugning practitioners.
Just every major news outlet.
No, I'm impugning practitioners who allow their personal political agendas to influence how they write and report the news. Okay. And that has been going on in our country from the very beginning to today. And I believe that it is a serious impediment to putting credibility in the Washington Post.
I challenge you, Chris Roebling, to find me. I challenge you to come up with an actual fake news story that the Post or the Times or Reuters thought was fake.
630 says Watergate.
The fact is they don't think
that Watergate was broken by the Washington Post. The story was denied by everyone. I mean, that's what 630 says. So, are we at the point
when they
where
say,
and it took
hold
a year
hold it,
and
hold
a
hold
half?
Hold it. Watergate, I don't know if that person's old enough to remember Watergate. Watergate started with the unraveling of Watergate began with the very public arrest of the plumbers unit inside the Watergate office complex. Okay,
so an arrest
that was reported by the Washington Post. Right. And then there went, as David says, there were 18 months of reporting, which were very, very difficult for the Washington Post and the New York Times and most everybody else in the Eastern journalism establishment abandoned the story. And the Post came up with a series of stories, and these now become pretty complicated, and I won't go into it, but some of them were corroborated, right, and some of them were denied. Okay, it is false to say that every story from the Post was denied. Some of them were instantly corroborated by independently
They were denied
facts.
By the White House.
They were not all denied by the White House. Some of them were understood by the White House to be true.
847 says the dossier that we just saw that was distributed right around election or
the Christopher Steele dossier.
That is has been routinely said to be false in some, but I think
no, actually, that is a false statement. 847, with all due respect, many elements of the dossier have been confirmed through other intelligence sources. Right. For example, the Russian spy master out of Washington who had to leave in September because he was exposed as being the Russian spy master who was meddling in the elections. That was in the dossier. The dossier, all of it was denied.
What,
and then it turns out that element.
He was directing the Trump campaign phone program.
What
the hell? These people get exposed all the time. That is why we have an FBI.
No, he was exposed as the guy interfering in the election.
You ought to watch the
Americans. And that was in the dossier. Many, many, many things have been in the dossier that have been confirmed. Now, what hasn't been confirmed is the salacious stuff.
I think there are a few things in the dossier that have been confirmed. But the point is, if you want to read the Guardian article on the evolution of the dossier, I commend your attention to the Guardian article. Not that it's going to assuage David's desire for Trump's head on a pike, but the Guardian article talks about ways in which British intelligence fed ideas into a nexus of Western intelligence analysts, some of which led to the creation of the
847 has a last thought tonight, which I think is pretty good. It says country over party. Also, sorry, Dave, Roebling's right about news outlets having a slant.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
Sorry, Dave.
It goes both ways.
I didn't say news outlets don't have slant. What I've said is they're not just making up these stories out of whole cloth.
Agreed. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, great touche overtime
tonight. This is our bonus segment.
This bonus segment here on The Download.